Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Indeed, I'm always looking behind that curtain. I've seen someone. It's Manfred.
Hello.
Miranda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, how'd you get here?
Oh, just a little drop-off. It was a nice day. Had to swing by.
Very good. Okay. Are you doing anything in town today?
Yes, there's actually a battle that's happening, Battle of the Arts. Just a crew battle representing Flow 9 popping. It's going to go very well.
Okay, so this is what we're here to talk about today, which is about the dance festival, the Bay Street Dance Festival, which is on at the Basement Theatre in Auckland, 5th to the 7th of March?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, and you... Are you the main organiser of this?
No, very much not. The main organiser is Mele from Project Team. She's done a wonderful job organising everything, and I was very grateful to be given a placement one of the days to host one of my own events.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Which event are you hosting?
I'm hosting Beat Battle Volume 2, a exciting hip-hop and experimental street dance battle where all of the music is performed and produced live by me and Spewer.
Okay, well, that sounds like seat-of-your-pants stuff. Yeah. You're a dancer.
Correct.
And a music producer.
Yes.
Okay. So talent for you know, the uninitiated, if you're doing a beat battle, what happens? How does it work? You're inside in the theatre at the Basement Theatre. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone trucks on in. Then what happens?
You're going to walk in. You're going to hear some nice music. You're going to see some mystery. You're not going to know exactly where to go until the lights come on.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
going to see Spewer and I at our desks. You're going to go, hold on a second. This isn't just a DJ set. These guys have some pretty wacky controllers set up. And then all of a sudden you're going to see that all of the music is being done and we're going to watch you dance and change the music based on what we see.
You're going to watch the audience dance?
We're going to watch the competitors, the battlers.
Right. That was like, oh no, seriously. Okay, so the competitors come from, they've already basically, you know, put their names forward to, or do they do it on the night? Do they come up on the night and say, I'm going to dance tonight?
We're going to have some guest battlers that are there to represent certain people, and there will be the rest of everyone else that wants to fight for the title that will register in advance or on the day. Please register in advance. That's more helpful for us.
Sure. So how good are our street dancers, our battlers?
Oh, man. New Zealand has some of the best street dancers in the world, hands down. We may be small, but the quality of our community in so many different styles is second to none.
What defines us then?
The support that we have for our community. Because we are smaller than other places in Europe and greater battle scenes, we are what we've got, and so we look after each other and we really support new people that come through, and we support the people that lead our communities. And I think that is something very unique about New Zealand.
Okay, so you see the same people who enter these competitions, like today you're doing a battle today. Well, the same people who enter?
I suppose that is one of the small downsides, is there is a bit of a circuit of those who compete in almost everything, which is great because it's a lifestyle and that's what we like to do. But you see some familiar faces pretty often.
All right. Who are some of the big names in street dancing?
Project Team are definitely one of the biggest battle communities that consistently show up and support so many different spaces and hosts. Happy Feet, Mele herself as a locker, Mikey is a hip-hop dancer, Ken represents, known as Lifesaver, he's hands down one of the best crumpers in the world.
What's a crumper?
I don't know if I'm qualified to speak on the proper definition, but it's a fantastic grounded, skillful style that I don't want to say too much in case I say the wrong things. But
all right, if you're a crumper, you're into crumping.
Sure. Yeah, crumping. They're known for having strong, grounded movements that have a very strong battle presence and culture.
Okay, so what do you mean? Like, sorry, I'm very ignorant of battle culture.
Yeah.
So what's a grounding presence when it comes to a dancer?
A grounding presence in the battle scene comes down to confidence and belief in the movement that you have trained and what you want to provide to your opponent.
Okay, so you said you're there composing music.
Yes.
Is this new music?
All new music, all original.
Right, so you've got your competitors, you two are Spewer?
Spewer, yes.
Yeah, you two are there and you're on stage?
Yeah, we'll be on stage just outside the borders watching everything right in front of us.
Okay, so the competitors are all obviously competing, I assume, at the same time.
Yes, there will be 1v1 battles for the hip-hop category.
So 1v1, what's that mean?
One person versus one person at a time.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
And then for the experimental battle, it's 2v2, which is pairs of two, which will be battling against each other at the same time as well.
Okay, so I'm talking to Manfred about this Three Nights festival that's on Basement Theatre.
Yes.
And BFM promoting the battle night, aren't
yes.
they? Yeah, which is great. And you sent me some tracks, which I've listened to. They're instrumentals. These are music that you've composed previously?
Yes, these are some songs that Spewer and I made a few days ago, actually, and they will be performed and played. So listen closely, get some battle advantage.
Right, so, you might play these.
Yes.
On the night. So if any competitors are listening, this may be something to, they'll only hear it once, although we do podcast this segment, so they could listen to it. I'm going to play it anyway. Hopefully I'm going to play it. Let's have a go at it. Oftentimes I find that trying to open these tracks that I've downloaded onto my laptop can be a mystery to me, Manfred. Becoming a mystery right now. Okay, why can't I play this thing? I've got it here somewhere. Just coming up. It's called Hip Hop Track 1 and MP3 version of that. But it doesn't seem to want to play. Why is that? Help me. No. This is not going to happen on the night, because what instruments do you... What are you actually composing on?
So we have digital instruments that we like to compose on. I like to use Ableton Live and various MIDI controllers and effects controllers that mess around with the sounds. Spewer likes to work on an SP404, which is a classic analog sampler device where you can load samples onto the box and you can play, chop up different parts of a song, audio tracks, and mess around with it.
What am I playing here? I've worked out the reason why you can't hear anything. It's because I don't have the fader up, Manfred. That would make a big difference.
Right, I see.
I'm going to try again. Okay, so this is, if it's the wrong track. Is this one of yours?
Yep.
Is it two of yours mixed together?
This is Spewer's track.
What is it?
Just one of the hip-hop ones that we made.
Okay, cool. Okay, I've got the vibe, so that's Hip Hop Track 2. Mm. Finally got it to actually come through the desk. You're not going to have this difficulty on the night.
No, sir.
No, ma'am.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Hey, so Hip Hop Track 2, and so that may be one of the battle soundtracks.
That's some of the vibe, but keep in mind, all of this is being done live, so we may switch things up in however way we see fit based on what you are providing us as the battlers.
Right, and audience-wise, who comes to these things?
Oh, man. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone should.
Right.
That's a fantastic space. If you don't know the street scene, we are some talented mofos.
And so Basement Theatre will be full. How long does the show go for?
Hour and a half for
the
battle. Starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
And what do you get if you win this thing?
That will be revealed in due time. There will be prizes, yes.
There'll be prizes, okay. So this one, you talked about the experimental you know, theme, if you like. And so that's a different style of dancing?
Yeah, so experimental is a little different compared to normal street dance categories. Most things like a hip-hop competition, a battle competition, a breaking competition, they're all based on foundational street dance styles. Experimental, however, is exactly that. It's an experimental form of music, and you can come forward with any kind of dance style or background that you want, and it's up to you to interpret what kind of space and what kind of music is provided and how you want to show that in your own movement. So it's really up to anything.
Well, that'd be great to watch.
Yeah.
So this is one of the compositions that you've recently done, which may or may not be on the battle night. It's called Experimental Track. Yeah, I'm here with Manfred, and we're talking about the battle that's going to go on at the Basement Theatre. From this festival of street dance goes from the 5th to the 7th, and you're on the night of the
6th,
which is the Saturday. Oh no, the Friday night.
Yes, Friday night.
And Manfred just told me it's actually free to get in.
Aye.
Which is great.
Fantastic. We managed to get some funding for the event, which we're super, super grateful for. So, yes, anybody can come and you don't have to spend a dime.
That's fantastic. So who gave you funding, just as a matter of interest?
I believe Auckland Council played a big part in that, as well as Basement Theatre itself.
Nice. So that's good to have those sponsors on board.
Yes.
And for those who fancy themselves maybe as a debut for dancing, they can register now?
Yes.
And how do they do that? Project is spelled a little bit differently than the normal project, isn't it?
Yes, project with a K instead of a C. I am not sure if the registration form has been released yet, but if you follow my page, Manfred's double underscore before and after, and Project Team on Instagram, all the information will be there and we will certainly let you know.
Okay, so you're M-A-N-F-R-D.
Yeah.
That's how you spell Manfred. And what about your own dancing career? Do you dance still?
Yes, ma'am. I have done dancing for many
years.
Someone
called me Dog last week.
Dog,
yeah,
that's,
dog.
I love it. Yeah. Really. Yes, I've been dancing for a few years, 16 plus now. I came from the choreography space, competed in some international hip-hop competitions in the States for a few years. Then upon the finish of my music degree, I wanted to transition into the street styles to explore the fundamental culture of hip-hop and popping specifically. I represent Flow 9 under Seju for New Zealand popping. And last year, I recently toured Europe to explore a bunch of different street dance festivals and battles, such as Summer Dance Forever, Random Circles, Flavorama, just a fantastic tour of all of the best street dancers in the world to learn about the cultures in the scene. And I will be continuing that this year.
Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, so good. So you're the ideal person to be conducting this. Great, because you've seen how it's done around the world.
Yes.
And we do it, as you say, in our own unique style. Yeah, wonderful. You were actually at the University of Auckland. You've got a Bachelor of Music in Production and Composition from the university here. Brilliant. And is dancing or production, which one do you like best?
No, you can't ask me that. I'm
neither.
Sorry. It
no,
is two
both.
Of the same. Two of the same and an equal fundamental art form for me to express myself in.
I'm not sure why I said none or neither.
get rid of them both.
I really meant both. Okay. This is, hi Karen, best way to describe crumping, put a spider down someone's back and stand back.
Fantastic.
Does that describe it?
Yes, I love that. That's great.
Okay, so free to get in. If you want to watch a little bit of contemporary dance, doesn't really cover it, does it? Like, it's street dance and it's got its own whole total infrastructure.
Street dance, yes. However, incredibly encourage contemporary dancers to please come to the experimental battle.
Okay.
It is really open. In fact, I would say contemporary dancers are some of the most qualified people to compete in the experimental category. Even if you haven't had battle experience, the experimental category is really, really open. We have a fantastic judge that's going to be giving some interesting perspective, and you can really give whatever you want. It's all up to the interpretation of the music.
Oh, that's good to hear, Manfred. That's great. So those people who, there'll be a lot listening who dance, just come along and have a crack at it.
Yes, please. We want to see you there.
Okay, so that is on Friday night, Battle Night, which is centred on, quote, freestyle and dope music. That's you. And Spewer. And I asked Manfred before he came up last night, we were texting, and I asked you if you could just give me a track that you listen to at home.
Yes.
And you provided me with J Dilla.
Man, it's been his belated birthday recently, and a lot of people have been playing it. Man, I didn't realize how many J Dilla tracks have passed me by that I didn't even know were by him. So I can't say a specific track. I've just been listening to mixes and mixes of his instrumentals, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, he unfortunately died young, didn't he?
Yes.
He was just early 30s. Mm. In 2006, something like that, quite a long time ago now. So it was his birthday recently.
Yes.
Yeah, cool, okay. So I just chose one. I don't know J Dilla's catalogue, but I chose the track Lightworks, I thought. Do you know that one?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Hey, Manfred, thank you, and best of luck with the battle today and also on the 5th of March. And those listening who would like to get involved, you can really just go. Perhaps the Auckland Council will also have some details of this, as will the Basement Theatre.
Absolutely.
Because I see that it's on there. I've got their rundown of what's going on, the 2026 season. So all of those ways can get people involved in order to put their name down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good one. Okay, thank you. And
thank
I'm going to play
J
Dilla and Lightworks.
This is Bendix, the Tomorrow People.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies? The name of the game is Lightworks.
Listen up.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.